back to the Nutramedical Report, and we are now into our third hour, and we have a special new guest, and I want you to be introduced to, because we bring in these new guests that are just amazing, some of these people. They've been so successful in so many areas of their life, and I think it's the kind of thing that you have to understand. Success spreads out to many other areas, and I want people to kind of grasp that. So our special guest today is going to talk about, how can I say this, some of the secrets to success. Can you tell us your name, your background, your website, and the kind of things that you've gotten into over the years, which I think have gradually evolved?
Hey, Bill. Thanks a lot for having me on. It's great to be here. And, let me hop right into it. My name is Dylan Wade. I'm 21 now. I began in the film industry, really just experimenting and playing around, as a young teenager, maybe 13 years old, till, 17, where I just kept on uploading to YouTube. And that's why whenever I run into people and they ask me where I learned this stuff, I say I have a YouTube degree.
And that's funny. So, I started my major YouTuber last year when I got into the latest upgrade after 7 years on live stream, and we started simulcasting over the last few months on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and the YouTube is powerful. I mean, we take a lot of comments and shows that we do on our audio, and we bring our guests on with either PowerPoints or even motion video, like Ann Morrison, our scientist. And there's nothing like it, especially when you cross-index everything so people can find it. And what I want to do is, and listen, I'm going to show this idea out. I want to merge not only all the cross-indexing terms we use, but also audio searching so that something like Dragon Dictate can actually find an audio of a term. They want to find a little audio or video clip, and they can grab that clip and then send it to all their buddies if they want it, or put it themselves up on their own.
That's very neat.
Yeah, so and that's another project I'm working on. Part of my sub manic or manic life.
Mm-hmm. It's always great to have a.
I feel driven, and I feel so happy that I'm able to help people and to help these things. And someone like yourself, you're 21. Did you say 2100 years old or 21 years old?
21.
So you're basically basically a communicative genius, because at 21, if you're doing this, it means what are you going to be like when you're 31, man? You're going to be like next president of the United States. You know, you're going to be the new Donald Trump.
I don't know, but really, really going forward with that, throughout the teenage years, it sort of got to the point where, you can play around and learn and do all these things, but it's really that gear shift into, can I do this for business? Can I earn money with it? Can it be something that is full-time? Because so many people have to drop, their passion, their hobby, side projects, whatever it is that they wish they could continue with, because it's time to go ahead and grow up. I did was slowly, worked on asking, clients, hey, I see you're getting married, or finding these local bands and just miscellaneous jobs and people, anybody who would take me to work with them. And so I continued on going through each little piece by piece over the years, and then slowly also picking up into something that I find is actually crucial in a lot of these is personal development, in the sense of understanding business, the psychology behind it, being able to maneuver the field of freelance in general. It's particularly helpful because you are just running into so many different characters, so many different scenarios, situations. And if you have an incredible service or product, but no likability, customer service, whatever it may be, if people cannot work with you, if you do not have the ability to sell to them, to sell the vision as well, then you've got nothing in your stuff there. Just like how, a good product is nothing without marketing, it kind of translates into that as, a person.
Right. Right. Now, one of the things that I'd like to ask you, because from already what you told me, you and Jared Kushner must be at least intellectually kind of related, because he's the genius behind Donald Trump becoming president. And and people don't realize, whether you're an evangelist talking about a Christian idea or a business idea or health, mm-hmm. one of the things, and I'm going to propose this to you, one of the things we've been doing for a number of months, and right after you're finished, we're going to bring on Jim Gersey from, he's a pretty good expert at marketing. He was a teacher and a marketing expert in New York City. He set up PPRDI mm-hmm. years ago before we actually, while he was listening to the show, Nutramedical Report. And then I brought on this technology over the past 3.5 years for quantum diagnostics, the QRMA machine developed by Dr. Zhu that applied quantum biology to the human diagnostics with large databases of quantum data. So you can actually tell what supplements, heavy metals, and so on are in people's bodies. And then the Russian Academy of Sciences, Dr. Nesterov, for the last 60 years, doing research that have these, applying in quantum physics and diagnostics through hydrophones to their cosmonauts in space. So they could tell on the ground station, say in Moscow, exactly what their cosmonaut was doing in near orbit, right?
Yes, sir.
The neat thing about this is it's a big leap to kind of convince people that we can move from what I call a predictive diagnostic, which is what I call these are, to imaging studies, genetic analysis, because everything in medicine and wellness is going to change in a few years. It's like I say, and someone like you that's a genius, I'm still a 3-year-old. I actually don't want to become a 4-year-old yet. I'm not interested. So I ask questions. I'm like pulling on mommy and daddy's sweater and saying, mommy and daddy, I don't believe you. Can you tell me why? Now, by the why, it means 90% of the new jobs and careers 10 years from now in 2027 haven't been invented yet. That's pretty amazing. And that process of acceleration is going to continue. For example, I predict 10 years from now, people won't have an iPhone or iPad. They're going to have a halo. They wear like a little band around their head, and they're going to do direct mind link to their audio and visual cortex.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to have a plasma screen. Even if they don't have eyeballs, they're going to actually be able to wire directly and do searches on database, and they can actually download almost like having a Google Drive. You can have a Google Brain Drive where you store books that you've read through high speed, or you can download them directly into your cortex. People say, oh, no, you can't do
that. Oh, undoubtedly.
And now I've been an expert at playing around with this stuff for years. I started working in neural networks back 45 years ago, working on mainframe computers, writing in Pascal and PL1, which is why in 1977 they tried to recruit me to work not only in the World MS Tissue Brain Repository, but work with DARPA to make super soldiers. But you have to be a visionary, and I see you as a visionary to say everything is education and marketing. It's not just something. It's everything. It's whether you're running a business.
It's true.
You're trying to connect to your customers. You're connecting to your audience, let's say, in a church. You're connecting to the people that support your party or your ideas. That's why I see a communications genius like Trump, because a lot of people, because of the staccato of his kind of Trumpisms, and sometimes he has a touch of Asperger syndrome, so he says things because his mouth moves faster sometimes in his brain. But he's a good guy, but he's also a communication genius, which is why they try to convince him, you shouldn't tweet anymore. I said, really? I got 100 million people that not only go follow me on Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. If somebody says something wrong, like, and he dug and dug and dug in really hard because he knew he was right, that they were surveilling him. So he got, and now comes out, and CNN is literally on a rampage saying, don't believe the fact that the squinty-eyed, you know, a minion of Satan himself incarnate as Abominator, and Valerie Jarrett, we call Lilith, the wife of Satan himself in the sense, in the White House, they were surveilling Trump, and he even asked unmasked the names of his Trump family and transition team. So you have to understand everything, not just something, even a husband and wife communicating or to your kids, everything is marketing. It's not just something, it's everything. Whether you're communicating with other human beings or you're talking to your dog, it's marketing. It's all marketing, isn't it?
And it is, and it's true.
Yeah, and that's why I tell people, I say it's important, because right now, for example, the number of people that like a QRMA is really good. Unfortunately, a lot of people are doing their own tests and trying to figure it out themselves, or they'll take my advice and say, well, I think I've heard Deagle stuff sounds like something I saw in Vitacost or Amazon. Not.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be the same. But the problem is we have to market to them to say repeatedly over and over again, you got to understand what we're providing is a comprehensive, complete circle to say, here's a diagnostic, quantum and physical tests for functional medicine and anti-aging. Here's the nutraceuticals are activated and custom designed. They're not like anybody else. And here's even the diagnostic things that will tell us so that a year from now you're taking a third of what you used to take, but you're only taking what's targeted to your health conditions. Well, everything, including even solutions to healthcare, involves this thing like Jared Kushner did, targeting what your audience wants, where you need to say it, and what issues are important to them. So you've done this for people. Tell us what that process is of success. It also involves the internal psychology of that, because a lot of people, how can I say, they self-sabotage themselves, either in their, whether it's weight loss or fitness or whatever. That's why companies that make, say, the iFit band, I have one.
Yeah, totally agree. And
so, in other words, a lot of psychology, in a sense, is almost like self-marketing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So going more into that, a lot of people have a lack of fundamental understanding of a lot of things that maybe you would think would be just, obvious, but when it comes down to, say, basic interaction, like you were talking about, everything is marketing, everybody knows how to sell. We've done it since, we were a little kid. You want something, you quote unquote sell your parents on, why you should have it, things like that. So it's relatively built in, but when it comes to the guaranteed ways, such as I'm reading this book called The Law of Success, written in 1928 by Napoleon Hill, and it goes through fundamental ways to guarantee whether that be the law of doing more than you are paid for. In other words, doing, very great work and doing more than you are paid for. That sets you out. Enthusiasm. Just the most obvious things, but it goes in depth and really teaches people how to apply those. And then, say, for instance, one thing that has stood out to me over time, whether it be a service, a product that somebody's trying to sell, is a tip from Darren Hardy in the book The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster, that everything you sell is different. Every client is different. So the example given was a condo. And in this case, it wasn't a condo that the person was selling. They were selling a convenient parking space. They were selling a large closet to somebody else. So when you look at it and break down and get to know your client, you're able to apply all these things that you learn even more. So, for instance, if I'm in a film job and somebody wants a promo done for their small business, their, we'll say, bakery, it is my duty to get to know them and their vision and what I'm actually trying to sell them. You cannot do a one-size-fits-all in almost every case, because of the variety of your customers and clients.
Yeah, so that's what Derek Kirshner did. So please continue, because he segmented the potential voters and where they lived, like in the Rust Belt, and then figured out what are the issues that they want to hear from, and then customized the speeches of Donald, and then flew them there to talk to them.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really going through and examining and really getting to learn that person, because if you do not give them what they want to hear, then it's obviously on to the next. And so going even further into that, people can learn just about anything that they need in this day and age. 2017, there's Google. So whenever somebody will say, but how do I, get to know about this certain, company or niche or line, to be able to do something further, or say, I don't know how to set up this site that I need to build, or what about social media? How do I get in contact with those people to let them know what I've got and things of that sort? That's something that I really, really am adamant about pushing, is that Google, straightforwardly, is the most powerful tool to get anywhere you want. And I always encourage for people to go wide and far as far as gathering every little thing they can from each source that they can find over the course of a handful of days, because lots of times people will jump into a certain idea and they'll say, okay, well, this is how you do it. And they dive in and they fail because they did not properly educate themselves on everything they could surrounding that matter.
Well, a good example of what you're talking about is YouTube. And you're an expert on YouTube. I also have a Vimeo, a premium channel, et cetera, et cetera. But what you're doing basically is saying you've got to ask the right questions when someone says they want you to market XYZ product via what makes that product unique to the buyer, and how can you raise the interest of the buyer to say, this is so special, you've got to get it. You know, it might be it might be a series of a membership to listen to how to make really top cheesecake, or how to make really good Korean food at home and learn how to do it. Or it might be how to take care of yourself if you're a prepper, so you can take care of wounds in the field. It could be anything. And the problem is, you see, that's what we're trying to wrestle with. How do we get through to the customers and the clients and the online patients and the health providers to teach them? For example, one of my plans in healthcare is that we need to transform it so it's you have a national license that's not government. You have a value-added tax that flows the money through to the county. You get rid of malpractice and have mediation. You have continuing education. So a medic who's already putting in chest tubes and doing surgery in the field, we can simply take enough continuing education to prove they've mastered the database and then send them to a surgical center to make sure they mastered the skills. So you can very quickly, all of a sudden, take people and this is like our 95 million people out of the workforce. Part of the problem is you're not going to employ an unemployed person that has no skill sets. You have to find out what the industry wants in terms of skill sets, and you need to have an online training program. Then you need to have centers of excellence to prove they have the physiomotor and other skills to actually perform it, or in a real-world simulations chamber, let's say, so that when these people qualify by training and certification, maybe online plus these we call these pre-employment centers, which could be an industry that we are talking about, so that industry would say, hey, I want to go to XYZ, Dylan Wade's super training center, because we put in a database of what we want to train for, the people we want in our industry in terms of assembling microchips or marketing to people or handling real estate or whatever. And his people come in with scores of 95. They go to these centers for simulation excellence to actually do simulated thing with actors. And then they come up with a score and they say, hey, we want to employ these people. We're going to integrate them and kind of mentor them into the industry, because I think we need alternative ways of how we educate and how we re-educate people rather than the current one, because we're getting it into the future in the next 10 years of direct communication to the brain. And even like research that I've been doing suggests that we can have ways of even introducing microtubules to transfer directly to your central nervous system knowledge gained by others. You know, you want to learn a German language? Well, maybe we put you through a system to kind of identify what I call the keys of the keyboard of your brain, and then we infuse the microtubules, and before you know it, in a few 2 weeks, you're speaking German fluently. You know, that kind of thing. So people say, well, that can't be invented. I say, it's not going to exist in the mid-21st century unless we invent it here. The jobs in 10 years are going to be invented by people like you and me. We're inventing the future. Yeah. It's not just going to happen, right?
Of course.
So YouTube is a good example. I mean, I'm sure when you go to talk to somebody and they listen to you, they must say, wow, this opens a whole new door. With a heck of a lot less money, we can get much more market penetration, training, whatever we want, without this, you know, building giant buildings or having giant staff or extremely expensive travel and communications. You can probably find us a lot of solutions for a lot of industry, right? And government.
Yeah.
Give us some examples of that, because I think that's important people grasp this.
Yeah, of course. You're talking about how you're saying, like, innovate it and, you know, be able to create more opportunities?
Yeah, and for example, we have 95 million armed Americans. I saw the guy on Dirty Jobs. He was on Hannity talking about this. And a good example, he said, you know, we don't have vocational training, okay, but it's not just vocational training where you go to vocational school for 3 years. Let's say a specific industry says, I need XYZ skill sets. The average person might be able to master that in 200 hours online and go to a center of excellence over a month and they're good to go. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I, yep. Totally see what you're saying.
Gotcha.
Yeah. As far as, yeah, with expanding and being able to create those opportunities and such, I think that there's a handful of things that can really take place, whether it's people, see. Yep.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are...
Dylan, please tell some more examples in this segment. We'll get you back to discuss more because we just have you for a half hour today. Of how your genius of applying this, which, by the way, Jared Kushner did it for Donald Trump, is the kind of engine that's going to drive the creation of new industry, new communication strategies, new education strategies, new ways of looking at how to re-enter the 95 million Americans that are, quote, out of the workforce that are, in a sense, would you employ a person without skill sets has not been in the workforce for 5 years or 10 years, even though they're able-bodied and could well learn these skill sets. They're not morons. They're smart. And by the way, you can take people with so-called mental retardation, if you break the skill sets down to very basic units, they're not stupid. They're just slow. I learned that with my daughter with Down syndrome in lots of ways. She's a lot smarter than me, and I'll never be as smart as her in many ways. But she's slow, but she's not stupid. And there's a big difference. If you can take an industry and reinvent it, or create new industries or new ways of communicating, then America can really be great again, but it's going to require people like you and Donald Trump to recreate a new future where what it is to be an American successful business person and a communicator is a totally different thing. So give us some examples of what you've done.
Yeah, well, as far as, you know, like you're talking about creating new industries, helping business thrive and things like that, I tend to specialize in the film industry with working with small businesses to help them be able to continue and prosper. So, you know, whether that be somebody who is creative in this industry, photography, they like to write, they like to do, you know, anything. They have a skill set that can be helpful you assist those businesses on the rise, I think that that is a great place to start. So, for instance, going closer into what I do is I focus a lot on social media and how we can market to places such as that, and that's where we really start to build any sort of business, because that's really 50% of the time anybody is on their phone is spent on social media. Basically, saying that's where people are looking, and so that is a primary spot. If you're looking for growth, if you're looking to expand, then there's so many companies, corporations out there who are just not even batting an eye on social media yet, and it's something that they are severely losing out on at the moment, especially with Facebook advertising being at its all just like grossly underpriced right now.
Exactly. Now, how do they contact you, Dylan? Because I want to get some of your help and ideas as well. How do they contact you?
Yeah, of course.
Website? Do you have another contact, like a phone number or 800 number, or how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the website is dylanwadefilm@gmail.com. That's dylanwadefilm.com. And that's where you can find any of my video work or really anything you're looking for, graphic design, any needs you may have. I do weddings, corporate, music videos, small business, everything you can imagine.
Wow. Now, I think people should start to grasp whether you're an educational institution or a business or even government. Obviously, $275 million was spent by Donald Trump and became president, and $2.3 billion was spent by the Hildebeest and Podesta, and they didn't. They didn't even, and I know when they say, they got the popular vote. No, there was a lot of vote miscounting where they used it seven times in places like Detroit, and there were a lot of people that voted in California, 2.8 million potential voters, that they literally had a driver's license but weren't American citizens yet, but were told by Governor Brown or by the Abominator, that's his new name, by the way, like the Terminator, political Terminator, the Abominator, to go and vote. Don't worry, it's a sacred place. So who cares? I mean, the fact is we have the Electoral College to make sure that all the country, not just four or five population centers, gets their sway to actually determine what America is in the future. And what you do and what the political people with Kirchner did was to say, hey, industry, or wedding, or a church that's trying to expand their doors and get their message out to the people, you need somebody like Dylan Wade to actually market your ideas and even set up to how to train them. So, again, dylanwadefilm.com. Is there a phone number as well, or just the best way to go through the website?
Yes, sir. Phone number is 984-255-4314. That's 984-255-4314.
Excellent. We'll get you back on, Dylan. Amazing stuff. I really appreciate your brilliance and willingness to invent the future.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My colleague in arms, I guess, helping to build the amazing broadcast media site of Deagle Network and a lot of our simulcasts and so on. Jim, how are things going there? I can hear some sound in the background. I have a feeling you're in a busy place.
Oh, my God. You know, it's, as soon as you get on the phone, everybody wants to call you, so the other phones will ring, so I just turn those ones off.
Yeah,
but,
there we go.
Yeah, no. Been very busy with just putting together things, and as you said, with the whole network we put together, it's expanding even further as we talk.
In fact, I just got a message yesterday. We're getting more and more messages from people like iTunes and Twitter and so on that are kind of sending messages. Hey, thanks for sending this information out. Well, right now we're doing simulcasting. We started about two and a half months ago. Simulcasting just on live stream, and then just over the last month and a half to YouTube. Then we added Facebook. We upgraded that a few weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago. And now Twitter with Periscope. You added an additional thing so we can go to YouTube directly back to our Deagle Network. I don't know if it goes directly to Deagle Network. I think it does actually now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I'll tell you why I found out the hard way yesterday. I was looking, they did a show on Ann Morrison, which took a while because between her talk and my talk, which is about another half hour or so, I went to kind of upload, because that's what I did in the past, to take this giant file, 1,835 megabytes, and I would have to kind of upload and wait for an hour or so for it to download. And I went to the website, oh my gosh, it's already there. And all I had to do was basically add the tagline for the title and the description and the search engine things where their commas are. So, amazing, yeah. It's there now. So, what's happening is we're getting our word out. Now, you probably don't know because you're probably busy, but we had Dylan Wade on. And how old do you think Dylan is? And he's a genius in marketing and YouTube.
He's probably like 17.
Yeah, you're close. You're pretty smart. You're pretty smart. You know I'm trying to get you. He's actually 21, but he was started all the stuff on YouTube in like 13. So this guy is like 8 years of experience. I mean, it's almost like you talk to your 16-year-old and they've had 10 years of experience as a gamer, and then you go to bring them to like one of these game super conferences, say in LA, and your kid is like beating the heck out of everybody of all ages. You realize like, oh, I guess they got a triple PhD in being a gamer. I mean, So yeah. What he basically said, and this is something that I want to do an open discussion on, and ask you some honest questions, because sometimes I have lots of defects. I call them, I'm a warthog for God, and I got lots of warts. But I'm always trying to work to fix those, either talk a little slower, pontificate a little less, let my guests speak, sometimes. Sometimes they get cut off for three reasons. Number one, they're actually cut off because they're not there. Like, I had somebody criticize me with some terrible statements a few weeks ago when Leo Zagami was cut off a dozen times. He got about 1 minute or 2 minutes on the show for half an hour there, first half. Then the rest of it was still pretty bad. The reason why he was cut off, because he was cut off. We were connecting to Italy, to Rome. The second reason why I cut off is the guest will go off on a rabbit trail, and I have to, jump in there. Third is I got something to say. I have to pontificate sometimes where I got to say something where either a statement's made that's either needs to be responded to or completed or a solution provided because it's scary or it's important. Now, one of the things that I detected when I had Dylan Wade on is that I have still lots to learn in terms of marketing to people what we do. Now, when I was over at Genesis and there was a lot of pushback from not only the support techs and from Alex Jones and others at the network, because when I started over there 12 years ago, I was like the only doctor. By the time we left, they had every kind of doctor you can think of. People who were unqualified, chiropractors, and there's really qualified ones, but unqualified. People that were doctors like Dr. Dahlia, that's just like a political hack that really never gets deep into any kind of medical stuff and doesn't want to say anything controversial. God help her. but on the other hand, they weren't properly marketing, and I even mentioned this too here at Republic Radio. I said, look, you guys had Jim get you your own network, which they have, and they need to put tags, and again, my board op, Dan, who's real smart on this, he's trying to convince the host there to say, you need to tag all your audio shows so when someone gets the mode on your network, which blasts it all over the place, they can actually search and find a topic or an audio clip they like. Because nobody's going to listen to a live show anymore. Nobody's driving down the road in their truck with their soda in the can, and they're listening, driving a half a mile, 45 minutes, listening to the local radio station. They got to listen to, a 1.5 minute, 2 minute clip of exactly what they want to hear on a specific subtopic or a half an hour on something. They want to know what the topic is, search for it, and say, there it is, boom, hit it, and listen, right? So, radio, and even more so, video. When you can have video and you have motion video and you have pictures, it's, not only sells a thousand words. That's why YouTube's so damn big now. And they're trying to get political, too, which they're going to say, you can't do this and you can't do that. Now, I like Vimeo because they won't do that. The videos are mine, so they're not going to eliminate stuff. And I know at some point I'm going to get controversial enough because we were real close to our total volumes to Alex Jones. And, by the way, that was to the chagrin of Alex and his people because they're terrified of Deagle. And they should be because whatever topics they should have had me in, an expert like Fukushima Daiichi or gun rights or healthcare issues, they didn't. And they would bring on pseudo-experts that were basically hacks trying to say things where they're not have any qualifications by actual history or whatever. Now, what I learned from Dylan Wade just talking to him for this half hour is we need to work more on how do we get through to people about what you do and what I do, helping you do consulting, say, at PPRDI. PPRDI, you set up years ago before even, you were listening to, I think, to the show at some point for the last number of years. But you set up PPRDI like 4 or 5 years ago peak performance research and development, because you had a vision that there's got to be a better way of doing healthcare. And you had this vision of eventually there would have better, we call diagnostics and better intervention areas that would be non-toxic. So you'd have a group of therapies, would be non-toxic therapies and technologies that could intervene after you did these diagnostics. Now, when you're listening to the program, it was like a miracle for you, I'm sure, when you heard me realizing, because I had a contact from one of my close friends I've known as a scientist, and he's got a PhD in atomic physics, believe it or not, and chemistry. And he told me about diagnostics in China. I said, you're kidding. I said, so I contacted the guys in China, and I get a hold of the people associated with Dr. Zhu. And I said, well, I'll get one of those machines, a QRMA. This was like 3.5 years ago. So I got one. I said, oh, this is cool. And, of course, I'd been doing research on quantum biology back as 35 years ago, plus, and presented a paper to the panel of biophysicists and realized that, and then I dug around some more and realized, oh, the Russians have been doing work on this, and the Russian scientists were marketing these technologies all over Europe for the bioplasm and the metapathia with the Hunter function, which I have right on my desk. Now, over the years, I've realized not only my discoveries are theirs, but I've actually advanced beyond some of the things that they've done and incorporate, you know, like they say, if you stand on the shoulders of giants, you see even further than the giants, right? That's a statement from, I think, Sir Isaac Newton. So in other words, he gave credit to the previous scientists that came that allowed him to stand on their shoulders. But you remember now, he invented a lot of stuff, you know, the motion of bodies, you know, the calculus for calculus. He invented a lot of stuff. Now, what we're trying to do here, if we've got to market and get through to people, that you have a mobile service that will simply take their consultative functional medicine history, which is 11-page form I have, and any documents they may have from their conventional doctors, lab reports, x-rays, whatever conventional stuff, and merge it with a QRMA and a metapathy Hunter scan, and tell them the quantitative frequencies that are in their body that says, hey, you got these heavy metals. For example, I just recently had a consult by somebody who lives in the Northeast, and turned out they and their daughter, based on actual blood tests, have got enormously high levels of uranium and arsenic and whatever, lead. Well, he was trying to detox himself on his own. Bad idea. And he was getting so sick, he said, I was detoxing, and I asked him what he was taking. And they were taking just three kind of like really relatively weak detox agents. But he was getting so sick, he was vomiting his guts up every time he tried to take these things because he's remobilizing heavy metal toxins. Now, what we provide here at Nutramedical and PPRDI is where you're a peripheral, in a sense, site of Nutramedical, where you actually provide the quantum diagnostics. You can send me the compressed file of the QRMA, and we can actually log on through TeamViewer 11. Now it's TeamViewer 12, by the way. Or you could actually keep a video file and just send me the share on Google Drive, and I can look at the actual test as it's proceeding, looking at the harmonic resonance scan, which 5 minutes or an hour, and it'll scan right down to not only individual organs, but also cells and even organelles, and right down to specific individual genes. Pretty damned amazing. And the science of this continues to advance. I mean, Dr. Nesterov and her team are advancing the metapathia Hunter. What we can do now is we can say, if I have your medical history and your regular tests and your regular labs and regular x-rays and MRI and CT, and I have a QRMA, specialist by 90%. That's pretty significant. I can then say whether it's a child with a learning disability or an adult that's recovering from a stroke or someone's got an unusual or novel cancer, I can say, hey, these are the specific things that are harming your health that are allowing the cancer to grow. And then we can do gene-based cancer testing through, say, Cambridge Labs that looks at your genetics of your cancer, or we send off your blood to Germany, and you can do the test there with a flow cytometry that separates the cancer cells from the non-cancer and looks at your genetics. But the starting point with a QRMA and the metapathia scan means we can not only monitor your improvement in your nutritional health and your detox, etc., but we can also narrow down where we need to investigate, because the metapathia scan, for example, will say, hey, if you continue down this path, you're going to develop in your brain a multicentric astroglioma in your right inferior temporal lobe. Or, hey, you got calcified arteries, or your signs of dilatory cardiomyopathy. Now, it's a predictive scan, which means it's looking at the harmonic resonant pattern you're manifesting now. You may not have full-blown disease, but you're on that pathway. And you can start changing that by changing your resonant pattern using the metatherapy or nozodes. You can take specific homeopathics, which we can create for you. But most importantly, we give you the right nutraceuticals, your body chemistry starts to change. We give you other technologies like hyperbaric oxygen, lumen photon, and I'm working on creating what's called morphogenic field technology, which means we're going to put a jack in the lumen photon machine in the future so you can actually put the frequencies through the light. You right now can actually contact Less EMF and actually take those MP3s that you, Jim, and I have put together for different conditions, and we're going to post it back up again. The latest one we're putting is one for eyes. And basically, each of these health conditions uses the keyboard of specific mineral atomic frequencies converted to sound to actually set up what's called a resonant field effect to open up the ion channels to let that mineral turn on the genes to heal your tissue. Pretty cool, eh? And logical. So in other words, the crosstalk between your telomeres and your cell membrane regulates whether genes are turned on and off. Telomere talks to cell membrane. Membrane lets a mineral inside the cell. And by the way, this doesn't work unless you take the right nutraceuticals. If you don't have the nutraceuticals and molecules presenting themselves to your cell, when we send the signal in, if there's no mineral there, you're not going to turn on the ion channels, turning on the genetics and actually manifesting an enzyme, which is a monoatomic form of a mineral. So, to be honest with you, we've had a dearth of people grasping that this is something that they should do. Why do you think, Jim, that we're having such a, how can I say this, a kind of like a confusion about the power of this? I mean, if I was to present this to, let's say, NASA or a space agency like European Space Agency or an advanced wellness group, let's say, in Bahrain, that would slap down $10 billion, they go, my gosh, Deagle, you're kidding. We can do this? Let's do it. We could literally make a truck, drive up a mountain road in Ecuador, and do a scan on someone and screen an entire population, say, in an afternoon, and then send those data off and tell us which people need to have a surgeon see them, what type of x-ray test, which people are developing nascent cancers, which people are developing degeneration caused by Chagas spirochetosis that's going to put in heart failure. Why is it that people aren't catching on? What do you think it is? Because I asked that question to Dylan indirectly, and I'm still boggled. I'm thinking, why? What is it?
What I've found with anything that I've done, in my limited times of marketing, it's a lot to do with education. People are stuck in the same paradigm. You know, buddy, can you paradigm? They're doing the same thing.
Yeah. You're a funny guy. Buddy, can you, in other words, buddy, can you spare a dime? It's buddy, can you paradigm?
Yeah, they want the same old, but they say, I love this with some of my friends that will go, oh, I'm going to the best doctors, and they're getting worse and worse and worse. And I'm saying, if they're the best, you're in a lot of trouble.
It seems bizarre to me. Like, I just recently had a gentleman who's got a really serious heart condition, and he's taking stuff from another doctor, and I can tell already this other doctor really doesn't know what they're doing. But he said he can't afford the full regimen. Well, if you can't afford the full regimen, don't you decide what is the ones to take and not take. Just send it to me, and I'll try to keep it within budget. And what I tell people, what we can do and what God can do in prayer is enough. Maybe you can't afford X amount of things. Maybe you can only afford 10 or 12. But let me pick those 10 or 12 out because of my medical knowledge and intuitive knowledge. And then go back and retest. In other words, measure twice, cut once. But don't out there think that you can second guess. And Dr. Deagle, I'm just going to go to my chiropractor, naturopath, or I'm going to go see my other doctor. He's going to give me this crap. And between your crap and my crap and what I decide out of your list, I'm thinking, don't do that. That's suicidally stupid. We've got all the experts of, 4+ decades of doing functional medicine. Let me decide it because it doesn't cost you a cent. I'm saying, okay, I gave you an analysis already. This guy did, by the way, this gentleman did, didn't do a QRMA in metapathia, but he did $1 billion worth of testing, right? And when he got the test back, he was majorly screwed up. Now, what happened is, unfortunately, he had heart failure 8 years ago. It was exposure to a lot of military and other toxins, industrial toxins. And he went to a non-biological dentist and had all his mercury amalgams ripped out all at once. really, 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 really bad move. Because not only did he get vapor exposure to the mercury as a vapor, he also had remobilization from his deep body compartments, because you stop, it's called the arsenic and old lace effect, when the toxins are no longer present in a compartment like your mouth, your body will dump it out of your bone marrow and your central and peripheral nervous system. Bad move. So what I got to tell people is, if you're really totally screwed up and you don't want to spend $1 billion on advanced imaging studies and blood and other work, let us narrow it down. Let us fly you to New York, or within 100 miles of New York, and Jim will do the tests on you. And then when we do my consult, I can say, hey, these are the imaging studies by your top neuroscientist or cancer doctor. These are the tests that will narrow it down dramatically if you want confirmatory tests. Because I tell people, it's okay to keep your skepticals on and be skeptical, but let us direct it, okay?
Absolutely.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, Jim, here's how I want to educate the public out there and see what you think of it. Rather than, like you mentioned something about a relative, and they were saying how the CoQ10 is so good at CVS Pharmacy, rather than just calling it crap, I would say, how about if it crystallizes, you can't absorb it? That doesn't absorb is a waste of your money. Now, I learned this 25 years ago from our compounding pharmacy in Denver. It was real funny. He tells me, he says, Nico, you got to know this. When I make this stuff in a month, only 5% of it has biological activity. I said, my gosh, that's not good. He said, I said, is that the same for every CoQ10? He said, oh, yeah. I said, uh-oh. Which means if you're buying CoQ10 other than our CoQ10 Neutral Medical, in a month, it's right on the bottle, it's useless. That's not good. Now, what's the neat thing about the PPRDI, peak performance at the QRMA and Metapathia, rather than you spending, say, $20,000 on fancy imaging tests and blood work and everything to get a baseline and having to repeat that X number of weeks or months later to monitor it and not really knowing how to narrow down that test regimen, if I do a medical wellness functional history, look at your other medical stuff, and then do a scan on a QRMA and Metapathia, I can narrow down those tests by 90-95%. I'll know that you got, you're turning diabetic, or you're hypothyroid, or you got uranium in your body, or you've got lead poisoning, or you've got peripheral neuropathy, or I know that you've got these other things. So when I decide to do a future test, let's say 23andMe and Prometheus, or I say, go to your doctor and ask for these cardiological tests, like a CT scan with calcium score, I already know what to look for because the Metapathia scan and the QRMA have already told me there's something screwed up there and what kind of screwed up thing is likely to be present. So it narrows the testing down by 90%. So, for example, this gentleman in hour one that was, you know, someday was calling was and has uranium. Basically, I'm going to tell him, you need to get a QRMA machine or you need to fly to New York and get these tests done. I think he lives on the East Coast. And if he does fly and see you, he'll get a QRMA and a Metapathia scan. And then if he wants to get confirmatory, I'll do a packed red cell test at Genova Labs, which is a federally certified lab, to look for regular minerals and heavy metals like uranium, lead, and arsenic. And the tests, the physical tests, and the imaging studies are expensive as hell. I mean, if you want to repeat a CT scan or a PT, PET scan or whatever, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg or at least a few fingers. So the idea is, if I can narrow it down to what you absolutely need to do if you want to do it and you're curious and you're still wealthy enough to do at least a baseline now in maybe 6 months or a year, you can have a these other tests done, and they'll give you a much more narrowed, rapid response of, hey, we're starting to move in the right direction kind of response, even before the pathology's gone. So tell us about yourself and your family. You've done these tests in your own family and yourself, and you've seen that you can actually see the dial move toward wellness even before the physical full manifestation's present, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, what we talked about the other day was on my Metapathia, the number is like you're going on the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I was at a 4 for a lot of things for the descending aorta, and I moved down to 1s and 2s. That's right after the nutraceuticals. So I'm confirmed with what's happening.
So in other words, Jim Gersey is not going to be Alan Thicke dying of a ruptured aortic aneurysm 2 to 5 years from now because you've already fixed the problem. And if we want to do imaging studies, we can do a transesophageal echo or transabdominal echo of your aorta and say, your echo is laughing nice. No problem here. No calcified aorta, no expanding double hair-barreled aneurysm. You're laughing. Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
Contact
Way
Jim
to do
at
it.
PPRDI.com. If you want to know what's wrong, get a consult, get your scans, and we will narrow down even the conventional tests, and we will put our functional medicine Swami hats on and make you well. Our Swami hats, eh?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.